When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
We're circling back to the testing issue. We talked with Dr. Steve about it. We talked a little bit at the top of the show here at 1 o'clock about it. And now I want to talk to Dr. Lori Carrier about it. She is the Chief Medical Officer at Heartland Health Centers. And Dr. Lori, thank you. Thank you so much for joining the show. Thanks for being on WGN.
Thank you for having me.
So I've been looking. We've been talking so much about this because I know you can go to coronavirus.il.gov. And you can now find all the testing sites across the state, and there are so many of them. Some of them require a doctor's note or a referral. A lot of them require an appointment. They now have these mobile testing as well that are drive-throughs, and you can go through and do that. And I know that you guys there at Heartland, you have a couple locations. You've been initially, you were testing people who were in the most high-risk categories, the people with extreme symptoms. I saw a story about you guys in the Sun-Times today that you've since seen people from all walks of life, including nuns and recent prison parolees. Clients span a spectrum of races, ethnic backgrounds, and ages. We've swabbed babies and people in their 90s and everyone in between. And so it's quite the range you're seeing out there. I just kind of wanted to hear about who's coming out and what this experience has been like, you know, what you're seeing these days.
Sure. It's been a wild ride, as you can imagine, in healthcare in the last few months. But we quickly, you know, saw that there was a great need and started our drive-through testing very early on into the COVID pandemic. And initially, we were seeing lots of folks who were sick, mostly with symptoms. And as time's gone on, we've been able to open up. We've been seeing and testing anyone who really needs or wants a test at this time. And you're right. It's all walks of life. It's all ages. It's folks who've been exposed. More recently, it's folks who've been in demonstrations or, you know, as things are opening up, just fear of being exposed, or even now people returning to work and needing a test to get back to the workplace and needing that for clearance before they go in. And again, yes, you're right. In terms of the population, it is all walks of life.
Yeah. And I just, you know, I think like now a lot of the people like me, even I've never been tested for the antibodies or the virus. But I just feel like some people are now saying, you know, maybe I venture out there. Maybe I do that. And because, you know, before I didn't want to be the priority when it didn't seem like it was really affecting me mm-hmm. that much. And now maybe that's changed a little bit. Are you noticing a lot more people who coming out just who maybe hadn't thought of it before, certainly aren't like high risk or major symptoms?
Absolutely. I think a lot of folks just want peace of mind. And we also did a large ad campaign and wanted to really get into the black and brown communities where we knew there was this kind of large asymptomatic positive rate. And we wanted to be able to educate people and keep people safe. And so I think the city's done a great job of advertising that people should get tested if they feel like they've been exposed, if they feel like there is a need. And it does give people peace of mind to know. Of course, our fear is we always want people to continue to use precautions because the test will tell you if you're positive in that moment, but not necessarily, you know, you could be exposed later on that day and the next week. And so it's still really important just to keep all the preventative measures in place. But it does give people a peace of mind in that moment, especially if there has been a potential exposure.
In that moment, I like how you say that. Heartland has locations where Rogers Park is one, I believe.
Yeah, we have one in our location is our Devon Clinic in Rogers Park. We have one in Albany Park and also in Skokie. So we have three mobile testing areas, and we service all of the clinics. So we're kind of spread out over the north side of Chicago. And, you know, they were very, very busy a few weeks ago. We saw our numbers kind of slide down, especially for symptomatic people, but more asymptomatic folks we've been testing more recently. And yeah, we're encouraging folks who do want to get a test to certainly give us a call and to get tested or to go to the IPPH sites as well, because they are in all different neighborhoods and it is convenient. So it's definitely worth getting tested if you feel like there's a need, and especially for anyone who has symptoms.
Okay, but yours is the test for the virus, not the antibodies, right?
We actually test for both. Oh. So our drive-through testing is the swab. So that's what we're doing in our drive-through testing. If there's an asymptomatic person who thinks they may have been exposed earlier on or even had symptoms early on before we were able to widely test everybody, we do have antibody testing available for those patients.
Okay, well, that's good to know. I did not know. And is everything free? Is the antibody test free, or how does that work? Because I've heard COVID testing is free, but I didn't know if that applied. I just don't know if it applies to the antibody test.
So COVID-related visits are free. So we serve a lot of uninsured patients, and certainly there's no copay for COVID-related visits of either kind. And many of the insurances are waiving copays around COVID-related testing. If you have insurance, your insurance would be billed for the COVID antibody testing.
Mm-hmm. What are the waits like right now in your locations?
There's absolutely no wait. So if you call today, you can get a test tomorrow, which
wow.
is great. Same with, and you can get a telehealth appointment for discussion about antibody testing. With antibody testing, there's definitely a discussion to be had because we just want to make sure people know what it means if they do have positive antibodies. At this time, we can't say that somebody is, we just don't know enough about the antibody testing. So we can't say that, you know, you're protected and you can't get COVID. So we like to have that discussion in person with the patient before we order the test. But we can absolutely get people in for a telehealth appointment same day or next day. So we are able to see quite a few people and quickly. And I think with COVID testing, that's really important because, of course, you want to get tested when you're having symptoms or when you're concerned, or even if you're going to go have a procedure in the hospital or even a baby. We're seeing people, you know, we're testing everyone a few days before they might be induced or have a scheduled C-section or a scheduled procedure. So we're testing in all different kinds of situations.
All right. I think Kim Gordon in the newsroom has a question for you, Dr. Lori.
I did, Dr. Lori.
Sure.
Because you're testing so many people, I'm hearing a lot of people who actually have had coronavirus tests. It's taking a lot longer to get the results back. Are you guys having that issue as well?
So, unfortunately, we are seeing a little bit of that. I think we've actually had some discussion because of the need in other parts of the country. We use LabCorp as our lab. LabCorp has warned us that we might see longer wait times, not necessarily because our testing numbers are going up, but just because of the overall demand in the country. So we do fear that we could see an increase. For a long time, for a good 6 weeks at least, we were having a really good two-day turnaround on that test result, which was really nice. But we have seen that creep to 3 and 4 days and do fear with the amount of testing going on elsewhere that it could, you know, be as long as a week to get the result, which is unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. And you do drive-through testing, so you can just pull up in your car, or if you don't have a car, you have a bicycle, or you can walk up to the drive-through window?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. We can arrange all of the above. We make it really smooth and easy, and we just limit the contact so a patient can be in and out in 5 minutes. And they just kind of drive up, get swabbed from their seat, and pull off, and we are able to accommodate for folks who don't drive.
I'm hearing so much about college-age students coming or getting tested that I don't know if you're seeing that anecdotally, people in their 20s and 30s, maybe even those returning from some of those states where we've seen surges or some of the areas here where we've seen a couple hotspots in the like college-age community, that they are now getting tested. Are you seeing that?
We are seeing folks who are coming back. There's a lot of traveling, and I think as things kind of opened up, we've seen a lot of college-age students going on trips and then wanting to be tested upon return, as well as people who might be wanting to do a program or even thinking about returning to college and are asking for testing in relation to that. I think we are seeing more university schools, camps, some daycares, sometimes requesting some of this testing. So we are getting requests for that kind of testing as well.
Question for you, Dr. Lori, from a listener, 630. If I go out of state to a high-risk area and I come back and have a COVID test done, do I need to quarantine still, or do I go back to work? I guess it depends on when
you get the results. It's a great question, and we do recommend a 14-day quarantine. The reason being is people really do exhibit symptoms anywhere between that 2 days of exposure to 14 days. So if you do get a test, it doesn't mean that within 2 days after that you couldn't exhibit symptoms and even then be contagious towards your colleagues. So we do recommend that 14-day wait. For essential healthcare workers, they are allowing them to be tested between day five and seven upon return. And if that comes back negative, they're allowed to return at day 8. And that's really limited to essential frontline workers at this point in terms of the recommendations.
So in the beginning, Dr. Lori, the testing was reserved because there was so little of it that, you know, you really had to have severe symptoms in order to get tested or, you know, have that kind of thing. But now as things change and testing's more regularly available and you have drive-through testing, mobile sites like yours, you don't have to even have symptoms. Are you noticing people who have no symptoms or very few symptoms kind of surprised to find that their test comes back positive?
I'll be honest, it's actually pretty rare for us. We've done some community testing events, and that's a really good opportunity for us to kind of just globally test people who are asymptomatic and kind of get a feel, you know, in our communities, how many people might be walking around. And we've been testing in these events usually between 100 and 125, and we've had about 1 to 3 positives out of them. So it's not a huge percentage. It's always nice, of course, though, that you can, you know, tell somebody that they are positive and have them take appropriate precautions, but it's not an overwhelming amount of positive patients that we're seeing who are asymptomatic. And yeah.
That's interesting. That's interesting to hear, because I just wonder what that, how that was happening, because we hear so much about people who don't have symptoms who could be carriers of it, and I just wonder if you go get tested and you felt like you had the sniffles or something, or some of these minor symptoms they talk about, a headache or something like that, that how often they're finding it.
Yeah, I mean, we have seen it a little bit. I will say we've had a few go for like a pre-op clearance and have no symptoms, and then they're found to be positive. And of course, finding it is so great in that situation, because you wouldn't want them, one, to, you know, spread within the hospital setting, or bring it in if they didn't have it, or, you know, go undergo a procedure while they are infected. So there are surprises, but it's been fewer than I expected in our large testing.
That's interesting to hear. So you test positive. What's the very next step? What happens next once they come there to you at Heartland and you say, oh, okay, we have to deliver this news to you? Does it go immediately to this contact tracing program? I'm not even that familiar with what we're doing.
Right. So essentially, yeah, I mean, what we do is we obviously call the patient right away. We let them know, and we give lots of education about how to keep them safe and also how to keep their family members safe. So all of the thing you've been hearing on the news is just trying to, keep a distance and stay in a room if they can. And that's hard for a lot of our families, of course, who you know, might share rooms, share bathrooms, things like that. So it has been tough. But we do then... And this is newer for us, too, is the contact tracing piece. So, asking about who may have been exposed during that period where they could have been even asymptomatic, or even at least for the 48 hours before they were tested, really knowing who they've been, and then letting those people know that they've been potentially exposed and recommending that they also get tested.
All right, so you've got those locations. You said Devon Avenue, Rogers Park, Albany Park, and Skokie, right? And you also, you have a nonprofit. It's Heartland.
Mm-hmm. Health centers,
mm-hmm. And you also do some pop-up testing events too. So how do people find out about everything that you do, Dr. Lori?
Right. Well, they can certainly come to our website, heartlandhealthcenters.org, and they can see about some upcoming events there. People are notifying us because they know us in the community. So we've had aldermen reach out. We've had other people who have had relationships with us reach out to see if we can test their group homes. And so that's usually how they're contacting us. And, you know, we love to serve the community. And so when we can, we, try to do a group testing event, but also welcome folks to come to us. And like I said, our testing is available next day. You can get in easily, and we love to help out if we can.
You've been just amazingly helpful, Dr. Lori. I appreciate you taking the time for us this afternoon. Those weren't all the answers that I expected, especially that you can get things, you know, there really is no wait, and you can get your results pretty quickly. So good to hear.
Absolutely. Well, my pleasure, Anna. Thank you so much.
Dr. Lori Carrier there with Heartland Health Centers. You heard how you can reach her, and she's got those 3 locations. So if you want to get tested.